This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. One of the biggest pieces of empty office space in downtown Birmingham is the former Liberty National Building. It sat vacant since 2010. Now the city of Birmingham is hoping it can draw two government agency headquarters to the Magic City and breathe new life into that building. Birmingham Business Journal reporter Brent Godwin wrote about the city's efforts, and he joins me now to talk more about it. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks.
Well, let's set the scene here, because there are two U.S. Department of Agriculture agencies involved in this. Who are they, and why are they looking for a new place?
So the two USDA entities are the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, what they call NIFA, and the Economic Research Service, or ERS. And their leases are coming, are expiring soon in D.C., and so they put out a bid looking for a new spot. And that's what Birmingham is going after.
So why are they looking to move from Washington? Because you think government agencies would stay in Washington.
Sure. Yeah, I'm not sure I know all of the ins and outs of why they were looking to move. But from Birmingham's standpoint, it made a ton of sense. You know, so much of the state of Alabama, you know, businesses, agriculture related, and ticks a lot of boxes for us. And, you know, it could tick a lot of boxes for them as well.
What do we know about what they're looking for in relocating?
Sure. They're looking for a certain amount of space for each of these agencies. Total, it's a little over 600 jobs that would move here. Birmingham, you know, for as much positive things that are happening here right now, we do have a lot of office space to fill. You know, I'm the commercial real estate guy, right? I hear that a lot from brokers is, hey, we have spaces to fill here. We have, you know, opportunity. So that's certainly not a challenge for Birmingham to provide that for them.
So what is Birmingham doing to try to get these headquarters to move from Washington to Birmingham?
So you have a partnership of several different groups, the city of Birmingham being the main one, but also supported by Alabama Power, a couple of economic development associations in the state. Also, one of the more unique aspects is the three land-grant universities in Alabama. Alabama A&M, Tuskegee, and Auburn University are all a part of this as well, because so much of their operations centers around USDA and the kind of services they provide.
For Birmingham, for downtown Birmingham, we've seen a lot of growth in apartments, lofts, in restaurants. A year ago, Publix opened up. That was seen as a major moment.
Mm-hmm.
If Birmingham were to land the headquarters for these two agencies, what would that do for the downtown area?
You're going to hear this a lot in the business community is we need the density of jobs. We need the vitality that comes from having multiple large employers. And that's something that has been lacking, even as Birmingham, like you said, is so much going on. So this would really add to that. And especially if it were to land at the Liberty National Building, you know, that would obviously be significant for downtown in bringing a tall, very recognizable building back to life from its current state where it's just been vacant.
So what happens from here?
It's a good question. We are not really sure when the USDA is set to make its decision, but they have indicated timelines that they'd like to be somewhere by fall of 2019. So if you think about how long those processes take, that's actually a pretty short timeline. So we could know something fairly soon, maybe by the end of the year.
Brent Godwin is a reporter with the Birmingham Business Journal. Brent, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.